Before I begin, I believe that some thank yous are in order. Thank you for being here tonight, because I can only begin to imagine what it must have taken you to get here. For some of you, it was probably as easy as pulling out of your driveway, driving 5 minutes down the road, and making two turns until you found the parking lot. But maybe there's still others that pulled out of their driveway, waited in rush hour traffic, maneuvered the airport parking lot, and then sat through two missed flights before you finally arrived at your destination. Maybe for some of you, it was as easy as a few minutes of bathing, a few minutes of dressing, and a few minutes of finalizing before you were out the door, ready to go. And there's probably still others that it was an hours-long affair of whining, fussing, complaining, wrangling, trying to get your whole family together just so you can go to the place where you will ironically hear the phrase peace on earth, even though it doesn't really feel like peace on earth. What did it take you to get here? Well, maybe you're here because this Christmas Eve you were trying to find some beauty. And you love the Christmas season. You love the decorations, you love the carols, you love the ambiance, and you thought, you know what, this place would be a great place to have that Christmas festive itch scratched. Or maybe you're here because you're trying to find some peace. Maybe for you this service is sentimental. Reminds you when you were a child, and you went out of your way to be at the service because, you know what, that's just what you do on Christmas Eve. You go to church. Or maybe the peace you're looking for is with your family. And so you get out those once-a-year dress clothes that are a little bit disheveled, and you put them on, and you drag yourself to this place that's unusual and uncomfortable, because you know that the only way you're going to make Grandma happy is by sitting through those boring readings and songs that you barely have time for just once a year. Or maybe that pursuit of peace is more of a pursuit of hope. Maybe for you, this Christmas season just emphasizes for you the reality that your life is not the way you want it to be. Maybe this holiday season, your festivities are going to be fractured by that empty chair that's not supposed to be empty. It's going to be fractured by that pain in your chest that drags down the corners of your mouth. It's going to be fractured by your current situation and circumstance in your life in this dark and lonely world. So maybe you're here tonight because you're trying to find an answer. Maybe you're here tonight because you had nowhere else to turn. Maybe you're here tonight to be a little bit more okay than you were yesterday. Maybe you're here because you're sick and tired of the rhetoric of society, that you have to just be the best you can be. You have to work on yourself, focus on yourself, and enjoy it while you can. But it's not going to be here forever. Maybe being in this building fills you with joy. Maybe it fills you with sorrow. Maybe it triggers negative emotions from your past when you were hurt by the church. Maybe this is your first time here. If so, welcome. Maybe you haven't been here in a long time. If so, welcome back. Maybe you're here so often that people are starting to think that you work here. You should probably go home at some point. These maybes just keep piling up, right? They just keep going and going. But regardless of why you are here, each one of us has a history of how we got here. And this story doesn't start this evening. No, this story is a lifelong story. And if something in your life had gone differently, it's possible that you wouldn't have ever been here. It's possible that you would have been on the couch instead of in the pew, that you would have been dressing down instead of dressing up, that you would have been anywhere else but here, doing anything else but this. But here you are. This is how the cards fell for you. This is where the story led. To Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church on December 24th, 2024, at roughly 5:30-ish p.m., listening to a young, inexperienced first-year pastor who has the unfortunate duty of telling you that I can't give you what you came to find. No matter how talented the musicians and soloists and singers are here at Faith, your sense of Christmas cheer is going to fade. And no matter how well I support your sentimental traditions or your sitting by grandma or your troubled heart in this broken world, eventually the peace you are experiencing is going to end. And no matter what positive emotions I can conjure in you, and no matter what encouragement I can give to let the Christmas cheer last all year, I'd be surprised if that Christmas cheer even lasted until the new year. If you came to this church trying to find a way to be a little bit more okay than you were yesterday, I'm sorry, I can't give that to you. I can't give you what you came here to find. What I can give you is what I've been given. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. A gift from God to you. Because your being here, your being in this church, you being in this moment, in that pew at this time, isn't just coincidence, isn't just how the cards fell. No, you have been brought here by any myriad of maybes so that you might be in the right place at the right time to hear the right message about the gift for you. And this gift is not a myth. It's not a legend. It's not some fantastical dream that Christians have made up to try to make themselves feel better about themselves. No, this gift is real. It's a real baby. A real baby from a different time, a different place, born to a different culture and a different race. A baby with two tiny ears and two tiny eyes. With two tiny, scrunched up fists and a mouth wide open, crying and screaming like any other baby. A baby held by his virgin mother and guarded by his poor stepfather. A baby ruled by Rome's greatest emperor and oppressed by Israel's greatest oppressors. A baby placed in a slobber-filled feeding trough and sheltered in a fully functional animal barn. At first glance, and with many subsequent glances afterward, that baby doesn't look like much. He doesn't look out of the ordinary. If anything, the only extraordinary thing about him is that his welcome into this world was rather pitiable and pathetic. But don't judge the gift by the wrapping. The baby's poverty was not a mistake. It was all part of the gift. Because this baby is God's gift to you on Christmas. A gift that started small, but grew over time. A baby that grew into a child that grew into a teenager that grew into a man, a human, just like you. A human like you, who struggled and was hurt, who felt the effects of sin and suffering. But if this is where we stop and leave him at just a human, it's like having a Christmas present that you don't unwrap until the next year, and you try to enjoy it the same way. It's not how it works. If you dare to unwrap this Christmas present, you'll realize that this human is more than just a human. He's God. You've heard many descriptions about him already. He is the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the Atoning Sacrifice for Sin, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. But what do all these church words and phrases mean? Well, today at Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church, on December 24th, 2024, at roughly 5:40-ish p.m., I have the privilege of echoing the angels that sang so long ago and bring you the good news of great joy that is meant for all people. This baby, who was born in Bethlehem, Ephrathah, Judea, Israel, 2,000 years ago, is known by history as Jesus of Nazareth. And he is known by Christians as the God who saves his people. But saves his people from what? Well, let me explain. This world is full of suffering, and that should be no surprise to anyone. There is suffering at birth, there is suffering during life, there is suffering during death. But under all that suffering, there's a difficult reality. That we not only endure suffering, but at times we're even the cause of suffering. I don't know about you, but if I look back at the history that brought me here, I see that there are times when I've been hurt, but there are also times when I've hurt others. We are not merely victims to the suffering, we're participants. And the Bible calls the source of this suffering sin. And if you want to identify what is part of the sin problem, look no further than identifying what dies. Because the wages of sin is death. Humans die. Humans sin. And if humans die and if humans sin, that makes one thing very clear, that we have violated God's law, that we deserve much more than death, that we don't meet his demands for perfection, because there is only one way to true life, and that is being perfect and having no sin. And after a very quick self-diagnosis, we see we are not perfect, and we have a lot of sin. This is a deadly problem. Sin is a deadly problem, but it is precisely that problem that makes God's gift so wonderful. Because here is the gift. God so loved the world that he was not willing to let sinners endure their just punishment, that he was not willing to let them be alone. No, he was determined to save them. He was determined to be one with them once more. And he knew that sinners were never going to come back to him. So he decided to come down to them. In the course of time, God himself left the bliss of heaven and came down into our suffering and became our substitute in every way. He was a child, just like you. He grew up, just like you. He suffered the pain that comes along with living in this world, just like you. He hurt and cried. He longed for peace and rest, just like you. And yet, through it all, he never sinned. Not once. And because of God's great love, the baby that was once placed in a manger, birthed in a stable, grew up to be a man that would be nailed to a Roman cross and crucified by God himself for sins and crimes he never committed, so that he might die our death and that we might have his life, that he might pay for our sin and that we might receive his perfection. This man, this substitute, is Jesus. The baby born 2,000 years ago in the manger. He is the one who lived and suffered and died and rose again from the dead, so that no matter what your story is or what you've done in it, in him you can find beauty and peace and hope and forgiveness, and love, and eternal life. This is what brought you here. It was God's love that brought you here. The love of a God that would rather suffer than be separated from you. And here is his gift for you. That whoever believes in his Son, Jesus of Nazareth, as their Savior from sin, shall not face the death that their sins deserve, but they will live forever forgiven, and free. This is why the angels sang all those millennia ago. And that's why Christians continue to sing every Christmas since. Because we have good news of great joy that is for all people. That no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, this Jesus is for every man, woman, and child who has ever lived and will ever live. And that includes you. This promise is for you. The baby in the manger is for you. Jesus is the gift of God for you. Amen.